for a store near you.
If it's happening in Hamilton, you're listening to it on Hometown Radio, AM 900 CHML, Hamilton's news talk leader.
Good morning, it's Bob and Shona. We're brought to you by Great Power Insurance Brokers, and we'll be playing the ABCs of Trivia, the 850 Grill, later on today with some nice prizes. Today, April 12th, is a very important day because it's the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the end of polio. It's not quite at the end, but certainly from the epidemic that I knew as a youngster to where we are today in North America, it is the greatest miracle of my lifetime. To talk a little bit about this whole question is Dr. Christopher Ruddy, who is with the Health Heritage Research Services, and he's on the line with us. Good morning, Dr. Ruddy. How did you put together an organization called Health Heritage Research
Services? It grew out of my PhD. After I finished my PhD, there wasn't any academic jobs sort of readily at hand, so I basically started working for myself, and I grew out of my research with Connaught Laboratories, which came out of my thesis on polio, because they were the key player in the whole story, and they've actually turned out to be a client, major client of mine, and helping with them and their history and publicizing their role in the whole story of the polio vaccine particularly.
Well, this whole question of health heritage, I'm a history buff, but, you know, old buildings and locomotives, but health heritage, I mean, it's just fascinating, especially as we look at the 50th anniversary of the polio vaccine.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of based on that, my work with that, and how it branched out into other areas of public health, vaccines, hospitals. I've done the hospital history in Kitchener and that kind of thing. So it's beyond just polio, but right now it's just been focusing on that right now.
Well, it may be useful, too, with the threat of pandemics, yep. Questions about our Medicare system in Canada. Sometimes we need to revisit the origins.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the polio story was very important to our system, the evolution of our system, actually.
They had a big banquet in Pittsburgh over the weekend, and Mickey Rooney and his wife were there to sing Have a Heart, in which the legendary actor, he wrote that to support the March of Dimes fundraising, with a 1940 film clip showing Mickey and Judy Garland asking viewers to send their money to the President of the United States, who was a polio victim.
That's right. That's where the vaccine story kind of starts in many ways, with FDR's polio case and his beginning of what was called the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, or U.S. March of Dimes. And people like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland helped make that one of the biggest fundraising organizations ever, really.
Now, Chris, because of all of that and the salt polio vaccine, in the Western world, it's practically unheard of. I mean, there are cases, but it's still a threat in the third world.
Well, it's eradicated officially in the Americas since 91. Well, 94, actually. The last case was 91. Europe is eradicated, Southeast Asia, China, Austria. The last hot spots really are parts of Africa and India. So there's no wild cases in here in Canada. There are people with post-polio syndrome that are still struggling with the after effects, late effects of the disease.
It's interesting, Dr. Ruddy, you know, when you mentioned celebrities, now we have this celebrity attachment to Parkinson's disease with the late Pope, John Paul II, Michael J. Fox. Going to the polio era, Tenley Albright was a great figure skater who recovered from polio. And here in Hamilton, we had a great football player by the name of Bobby McDonald, a local a Hamilton youngster who had a great career ahead of him as a Tiger Cat and was struck down just probably 12 to 18 months before the introduction of the Salk vaccine.
Yeah, Well, for me, what started me was Neil Young, his case. He was a five-year-old boy in Omimi, Ontario, up near Peterborough. And he had it when he was five. Not a major case, really. He recovered reasonably well. But his father, Scott Young, wrote up a story about it in a biography, and that launched me into my career on Mr. Polio, really, because I'm a big fan of his.
Dr. Christopher Ruddy is our guest, Health Heritage Research Services. What other areas do you think that they'll be coming to you for that you would like to be looking into, Dr. Ruddy?
And beyond polio, you mean?
Yes.
I do quite a bit on vaccines, history of vaccines. We've sort of become a victim of our success in many ways, when a lot of diseases that we vaccinate against aren't really visible, so people don't really know what they are, and the history of it really helps put a face to it, because people are vulnerable to anti-vaccinationist kind of thinking. You know, vaccines aren't perfect, but they do work, and the costs of not using them properly are quite high. Like with polio, for example, if we lapse in our immunization levels, it's quite possible to have an outbreak over here.
What about Jonas Salk himself? Did you do much research on the person?
I've read about him quite a bit, and he was quite an interesting figure. He gets a lot of attention, obviously, for this story. From a Canadian perspective, he wouldn't have had a vaccine without Connaught Labs in Toronto. They developed a key medium called Medium 199, which allowed a safe vaccine to actually be made, and then also developed a technology to grow it on a large industrial scale, which was actually supplied. They supplied all the vaccine, or all the virus fluids for the original U.S. field trial in 54, 55, and it kind of gets overlooked in the broader history. My focus, being Canadian, is on that part of it, and the relationship between Connaught and Salk went on beyond like the 55 introduction of this vaccine, but beyond into the 70s. Connaught was a major ally of Salk, trying to get the U.S. to go back to Salk, because they had shifted to Sabin vaccine during the 60s.
Right. This is a great story, and I'm so glad that you bring up the Canadian connections, which is why we wanted to have you on, because this was a huge issue for Canadians as well as the great American story that we've just touched on as well. Dr. Ruddy, thanks for this, and I hope from time to time we can pick up on some other health heritage issues.
No problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sweet Country
Canada. When you buy a new mattress.